tips to help you use Hopeful. We know that it can be scary to start something new. You may also be feeling quite unmotivated at the moment, and that's okay. Lots of other young people will be feeling the same. We encourage you to try your best to just make a start and have a go. Try not to set your expectations too high or put pressure on yourself. It's much better to try to think of spending a small amount of time on Hopeful regularly, rather than trying to do too much in one go. Here's some other tips to help you. Put using Hopeful into your diary or calendar and set reminders. Make sure you put your coaching sessions into your diary or calendar too. Go to your 4 coaching sessions, even if you aren't that sure whether you feel like it. Talk to your coach about it if you feel unmotivated or anxious. They are there to support and encourage you. You could set a goal of 5 minutes to work on the workbook and set a timer. You can always carry on for longer if you want to, once the alarm goes off. Think of something nice you can do or give yourself once you've spent some time working on Hopeful. For example, listen to a song or watch an episode of a show you like. Go for a short walk, go for a coffee, make a snack. Tell someone in your life that supports you that you are doing Hopeful and ask them to help. For example, arrange to meet them and do something nice together after you've spent some time working on Hopeful or after you've had a coaching session. Ask them to remind you to use Hopeful. Arrange to work on Hopeful in the same room whilst they do a task that they want to do. Ask them to help you work through the activities. It can be really useful and fun to do the activities with someone who knows you well. You can make a note of the things you can do to help you keep working on Hopeful. Now go to the next page to start the first module and get ready for coaching session 1.